You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am joined now by Terrible Muriel, and I'm joined by Kate, and I'm very excited to get into talking about their latest single, Take Me, and a little bit about their forthcoming album. They're from Nam, Melbourne, over in Aussie. How are you doing this morning, Kate?
I'm good, thank you. Getting used to our two-hour time difference that I forgot about when I first said yes.
Yeah, I mean, I did offer a selection of times and I went, wow, super keen to get up real early for this one.
Yeah, not a morning person, but hi. Great.
Hi. Have you had a coffee at least?
No, I haven't.
I'm so sorry. We'll keep the questions fun. I won't pose you with the meaning of life this morning. Now, y'all are Nam-based, so for the listeners, give us a little bit of rundown about the band, where you started, what's with the name, everything about it.
Yeah, sure. The name's sort of the iconic Australian film, Muriel's Wedding,
yep.
So you're Terrible Muriel, and I thought Terrible Muriel sounded better, so kind of had a bit of a Veruca Salt vibe for me, you know?
Yeah.
But there's three of us in the band. I'm the guitarist, Kate, and there's Cinta, who's the drummer and lead vocalist, and Emmy, who's the bassist and does backup vocals. But yeah, look, the project started quite a while ago with Cinta and I. We actually met working for a family violence service, domestic violence service in Nam. So we had those shared values of feminism and gender equality and discovered that we were both huge fans of punk music and Riot Girl and all those great genres. So yeah, shared love of music and politics, and started jamming a very long time ago, and this is sort of the culmination of all that hard work a long time ago.
Beautiful. Sounds like a match made in heaven.
Well, you know, at least we've got the shared values. I guess that's the big thing about our band. You know, we're always thinking about how do we get bands on the bill who have also got women and gender diverse lineups, queer people, you know, in terms of the people we employ with sound engineers, mixers, mastering, you know, and so on. That's always been a core principle of ours, making sure we represent marginalized communities as well as, you know, playing on stage.
Yeah. And is the Melbourne DIY scene, is that good for that right now? Have you guys got a kind of influx of femme representation?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's interesting, like, with the album, we just worked so hard to try and make sure that we had, gender-diverse folk working on the record, but, like, as you can imagine, they're all sort of in high demand as well, I think. I think there's, like, fewer of them, but they're also very popular and talented, so, you know, sometimes you do have to wait to, you know, utilise their services, but that's really important to us, so.
Yeah,
it was a big part of making this record.
Totally. And so this track, Take Me, it's the second single off the forthcoming album, In My Head. What are you most excited for people to hear on this record?
Probably this song, to be totally honest. Probably my personal favourite. I think it might be Cinta's as well. We felt like it had a bit of a heavier, harsher edge to it than maybe In My Head, which is a bit more of a crowd pleaser comparatively. But yeah. You know, it's also a queer love song. It's about sort of longing for someone to pay you attention, but also, you know, being in your head and overthinking, which is kind of one of the key themes of the whole album, which is why we called it In My Head. So, yeah, look, I really enjoy the song. For me, it kind of gave me a bit of Peaches even, and then
Sick.
The skinny and the, like, instrumental.
Yeah, it's so, it's got that kind of, you know, 90s vibe to it, that 90s femme post-punk, which I see, like, there's a total streak in that, in at least our alternative music scene in Aotearoa. Yeah. I imagine it's the same over there. Seems like there's been a shift towards that in the past few years. What do you kind of chalk that up to? What do you think's going on there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, obviously we love that kind of stuff, so it's right up our alley. You know, partly it's our age as well. We're all in our 40s, so.
Yeah.
We grew up listening to that kind of music and being inspired by it. But I think, like, you know, we've spoken about sort of the global erosion of, you know, feminist gains. And I think, like, there's something really nostalgic about that sort of, energized post-punk, like, feminist riot girl kind of movement.
Yeah.
Going back to that, you know, and I guess it was just sort of in your face, unapologetic, you know, but putting politics on the to the forefront when you're on stage as well as off. So I think we need that more than ever, to be honest, something unapologetic and in your face. So
totally. And it's a kind of anger, eh? It's like you say, like you guys in your 40s and you had that experience of hearing that music when you were younger. I think for a younger generation, it's like we've all just heard happy music, you know, very like sanitized music. And I see these young people and I'm like, they're angry. They've got something to scream about.
Yeah, what are they so angry about? It's like, you know, you sort of grow up thinking things like abortion rights and so on are just going to be there when you, you know, through the decades now that they've been won, but you realize that it's an ongoing fight. And, you know, I think, yeah, you're right, younger generation needs role models who are going to stand up and be angry.
Yeah.
And appropriately angry.
Yeah, because when you take your eyes off it, right, it kind of slowly disappears in the background and you think it's a given, but it never is. What do you kind of see as the responsibility of music and musicians in fighting for those causes?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's about sort of being unapologetic about it, but also naming it, being explicit about it, whether that's making statements on stage. You know, I still think about Girls to the Front and all those kind of right girl, you know, things that we think about when we associate with the movement. And it was about kind of overting the gendered politics of the scene, the fact that, yes, we had a tight-knit sort of punk scene, but at the same time it was sexual assault of women, or, you know, people were feeling unsafe in those spaces. So I think it's about, yeah, not just getting up there, because representation is important. I mean, even having all women in a band here in Nam is also still pretty rare.
Yeah, it's rare here too.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, you know, representation is one thing, but I think also, like, making sure that we're talking about those things when we're having conversations on stage. You know, we're pretty shy, but we'll do our best to speak up a bit more. I think it's important.
Yeah, beautiful. And the record, tell us a little bit about when it releases.
Yeah, cool. So it's coming out mid-October. It's called In My Head, which is also the title of the first single. And we're going to launch it in Nam in mid-November. We're hoping to at least get on a little mini Australian tour early next year. I would love to come to Aotearoa, but, you know.
One day, eventually.
Budgetary. Yeah. Sponsorship pending.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, we've got 9 songs. We're really proud of them. We've already got another 5 new songs, so we're almost halfway to our second album. It's always a bit weird when you're recording like that, the lag that happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, a lot of work's gone into this album. We're really proud of it. We'll probably release a couple more singles just before the album launch. So we've got our T-shirts now, which we're very excited about. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Yeah, it's all happening. It's all going on. I'm very excited to play the song coming up shortly on the program. I loved it when it came through my inbox. You can listen to it here on Radio 1, but also on their Bandcamp, and check out the band on Bandcamp and social media. Keep up with them and await the release of their debut album, In My Head. Kate, thanks so much for joining me so early in the Australian morning.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me. It was great. Really appreciate it.
Oh, good. Ka kite. That was Kate from Terrible Muriel. Why is that such a mouthful for me here on the program, chatting about their newest single, Take Me, which we'll hear shortly.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.